it. Come on and just throw your jacket anywhere. It's not like you haven't been here a million times, Widow. So, slight change of plans. Everybody else just sort of build on movie night. I know, right? Chris said that the roads were too bad and Josh's girlfriend decided he had to spend time with her tonight and he, of course, totally caved. And Michelle has some big work presentation thing to do, so looks like it's just me and you. I know, it's kind of nice, right? When's the last time we spent any time together? Shit, like months ago, I bet. I could definitely use some Bessie time tonight. In fact, what do you say we don't bother with the movie? And instead, we'll just watch some old music videos on YouTube and talk about how stupid everybody is except for us and, I don't know, braid each other's hair and complain about boys, you know? Best friend stuff. Yes, okay. Just come flop out on the couch next to me. I got snacks, drinks, and a packed pipe, so basically everything we need to blow off an evening. Sorry it's so cold in here, by the way. I don't know what's up with that. I think the landlord's been fucking with the heat, but I don't know. Luckily, I got blankets. Truly, I've thought of everything. Here, take the remote. And let's watch some David Bowie. Holy shit, did I tell you about that clip I found with him and Lou Reed on stage ripping through some old Velvet tunes? You gotta see it, dude. Your mind will, like, explode and slowly leak out of your ears. Hey, speaking of stuff I just saw, did I tell you I watched that new Paul Verhoeven movie, L? You didn't know he had a new movie? Oh my god, do I know about a movie before you do? Has this ever happened before? I can't believe it. I'm just gonna soak in this moment where I know something about movies that you don't. Ah. Ooh, yes. That feels good. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll stop being a joke. Anyway, I loved it. It's basically, like, Isabel Huppert is a Korean woman, and she gets pretty viciously raped in the first scene. Kind of shocking in that it wasn't shot sexually at all, just a brutal assault, so I thought it was gonna turn into a Mrs. 45-star revenge thriller, but nope. She figures out pretty much immediately that it's her married neighbor did it, and she's not particularly upset about it. I know this sounds terrible, but I was pretty surprised because the script is hella feminist, but Fuva is still Fuva, the guy who directed Showgirls and all that, so it's just weird. I know, I'm doing a great job explaining this. I think the main thing that got to me, though, was Hubert's character is in charge of her own sexuality, and like how we often can't control what makes us turned on, but we can control how we react and act to it. Shut up. Okay, yes. I may have smoked a little pop before you showed up. Like, you're meant to talk, Mr. Chronic. The idea that we can't control what turns us on sexually isn't like some big revelation, but it was the way she didn't feel remotely guilty about her personal taste that sort of hit me. Don't look at me like that. I'm not trying to come up with the BDSM closet here, dumbass. Besides, like, you don't already know everything there's to know about my sex life. We've been friends longer than anybody else in my life, dude, so settle down. Like, okay. We all have these things that turn us on that maybe aren't super appropriate or even make logical sense. I mean, every time I go to Pornhub these days, it's seemingly endless fake incest videos, and somebody's gotta be watching those, right? I bet if I grabbed your phone and looked through your search history, I'd find something interesting. Actually, that's a great idea. No, just shut up. I won't tell anybody what's in there, except maybe the police. Just kidding. Oh gosh, your phone is password protected. Gee, I wonder if that's the same password you use for everything. Let's see. THX1138. Bingo. You're such a nerd. Wait. What is this? I mean, it seems to be open to a Reddit page. You must have some extremely specific porn you were looking for. That's okay, no kink shaming. I mean, unless it's something really weird, in which case I'll probably make fun of it from now until the end of time, but you know that. Wait, what's Gumworld or... What the hell? I've never even heard of this. For those aroused by sound, dude, this is much more interesting than I was expecting. So while people record themselves having sex? What's a ramble fap? interesting. So just guys and girls talking while masturbating? No, I totally get it. Actually, sounds kind of hot. I'm kind of surprised that there's so many dudes doing recordings themselves, though. Although, now that I think about it, it's not really all that surprising. I assume you don't listen to those, Mrs. Straight Guy. These tags are crazy. Scriptfill, Femdom, GFE. What's GFE? Oh, girlfriend experience. So they pretend to, well, be your girlfriend and leave you sexy messages. God bless you, the internet. Just when I thought I'd seen everything. Okay. None of this sounds like stuff you're into, though. I mean, the audio thing makes sense. You always talk about how much you love girls' voices, so I can see that being turned on. But what tags are you into? Good lord, stop pouting! I tell you everything, and you won't share this with me? Fine, I'll just look at your saved posts. You seem to have a few ladies here that you really like, eh? Well done, girl in dungarees and excited midnight. It's pronounced Sita. Gosh, I'm sorry if I offend your fictional girlfriend. What did they sound like? Well, if only there was a link just begging to be clicked. Oh, right, that's right here. Let me listen. Oh, wow, okay. They have some super sexy voices. Sita sort of sounds like, what's her name? The British girl from the Good Places season. And that dungarees girl, wow. Well, at least you got some good taste, you perv. Wait a minute, what's this tag? Friends to lovers. I gotta listen to one of these. Oh my god, shut up. You can't stop me. Why are you being so weird about this? Hey, did you write some of these? Are they reading a script you wrote? Dude, how could you keep this secret from me? You're such a jerk, oh my god. Of course, I don't think it's weird. I've been on the internet before, you know. This doesn't even register on the weirdometer. Last night, I saw a bit of a clip on Pornhub of woman fucking a fan. Like, an actual fan, like a air blowy thing. I know! Now, that's weird. This seems positively tame. Okay, let's hear one that you wrote. Dungarees girl looks like she recorded a couple. calm. Okay. I love her voice. She's definitely sexy. You're pretty good with the writing and the words and stuff. I can't believe you had this talent for me. Hey, she sounds kind of familiar, actually. Certain phrases. It's almost like she's playing me. Now I see why you didn't want me to listen to this. There's no almost, is there? She really is playing me. No, I'm not angry. I'm not angry anyway. Not even a little. I just had no idea you felt it like this. This is awkward. No, don't go. You've done nothing wrong. You ain't gone nowhere, mister. Okay. You can't just drop a bombshell and then walk out like that. Okay, technically you didn't drop the dumb bombshell. Fine, shut up. No, really shut up. Because I think I have some things I need to tell you. Do you remember the first time we met? Because I'll never forget it. I had just moved to town and it was my first day at a brand new school where I didn't know anybody, and I wore that old She-Hulk t-shirt I used to wear. Big mistake. Every girl in that fucking school made fun of it. I spent the entire morning trying not to cry, and then I walked past you in the cafeteria during lunch and you saw it and basically flipped out like, cool shirt, you gotta go sit with us, cool shirt girl, and any friend of She-Hulk is a friend of mine. And you sound just like that. Just like that, you decided we were gonna be friends. And that's pretty much the day, or pretty much the second that I fell in love with you. Shut up, I said. Let me get through this. I spent that whole first year crushing on you so hard. You treated me like a person, not like a girl or somebody you wanted to get with. Like I had actual value. No other person in my life, especially my fucking family, had ever done that. I watched you like a hawk for that whole first year. I saw that the way you treated me was the way you treat everybody. You're genuinely happy when people are passionate about things they love. Remember Liz, that baseball fan you dated in senior year of high school? You don't give two shits about baseball, but there you were at the games, soaking in her excitement. You allow the people around you a space to be themselves. Okay, I sound like I have fucking daytime talk show. Does any of this make sense? What I'm saying is, I love you. I've always loved you. How could I not? You're there when boys dump me, and you're there when my life spins out of control, and you're always there to catch me. Every fucking time. Don't dismiss that. That's not what any other friend would have done. It's what you did. I have loads of friends and none of them ever did that for me. You did. That's why I love you, because you care about me and you don't expect anything in return. wouldn't know, say anything. Well, fuck, I don't know. Maybe because you never gave me any indication you like me like that ever in the past 15 years, you colossal dumbass. I don't even know if you like me now. You're sitting there staring at me like I'm crazy, so now I'm kind of thinking that I misjudged this whole thing and fucked up a friendship because now, you know, and I can't keep this locked inside anymore, and holy shit, I'm doing that rambling thing I do, so maybe I just... you just kissed me. Let me just adjust to this new reality where I know what you kiss like and what you taste like. And okay, done. Come here, you. Okay, since I'm in a confessional mood, I knew you were a good kisser. I've asked every girl you've ever been with about you that info right into the old spank bank, I can tell you. Of course I've masturbated by you countless times. Shit, I ran through a little fantasy of you last night. Wanna hear it? Okay, get ready. Well, first, it began with us hugging. Yeah, come here, stupid. Nice. You're a good hugger, you know? But this time, instead of letting go, you started kissing my neck. Yes, just like that. Fuck. I felt the breathing in my ear and the heat of my neck, and I started blushing in my dream, and I could feel the blood rush to my face. And you kept kissing me, my neck, and my chest. I love that when guys kiss my chest, like right between. Yeah. Yes, like that. Oh my god, just like that. But then I took off my t-shirt and my bra, and my nipples were hard because I was waiting for you to kiss them and lick around the nipples and suck on them and bite them. God, yes, like that. You know, it occurs to me. Yes, please keep sucking them. It occurs to me that you have no idea what I fantasize about. Oh my god, your hands are so warm. Please pinch my other nipple too. Yes. Where was I? Yes. So, I could basically say anything. Jesus, you're really, really good at that. And tell you to do anything. What? Oh my god, you're squeezing my breasts together. I love that. Hang on, just let me straddle you. I'm just, fuck. Yes. Keep licking them. Fuck. I feel you through your jeans getting hot, and Jesus, you're. Girlfriends, well, I'm kidding, you really are already fixated. Well, so am I. just get your cock out, just get it out, right fucking now. Pull your pants down and open your legs, and so I can kneel down and suck your fucking hard cock. Mm. I've thought about this so many times. Pushing against the back of my throat. No, don't stop. I just need to readjust it. Take care. It's like that. No, you don't. I'm not even close to being done with you. You'll have lots of opportunity to come in my mouth, but I've just been waiting for this too fucking long for you not to fuck me. And you're going to fuck me. Let me just climb back up and... Okay. Fuck. Your cock is so good. Jesus, I'm so fucking wet. Can you feel that? Your head is just rubbing against my clit and it's so fucking good. Oh God. Jesus, I can't stand it. I've waited too long to fucking bell me, you asshole, you stupid fucking jerk. They could have told me you wanted me a million years ago, but this is, I have to find out about it. Shut up, you know I'm right, just fuck me, oh God, yes, it's like that, just fucking bell me, drive your cock into me. I can take it. I want to take it. I want everything. I want you. I love you. I love your fucking cock. Yes. What? Say it again. I love you. I love you. Even though you're fucking stupid, you could have had me anytime. And oh my God, keep fucking me. Just, you like it when I'm a little mean to you, so fuck me until I come. I love your cock. It's like this. Hold me close. Actually, if you just could keep holding me and never let go, I think I just could fucking die happy. Wow. This couch is gonna need some cleaning, I guess. I don't want to get off you, but I also just need to taste. That's good. That's us. That's the taste of us. Here, just let me taste. That's good. Just eat it off my fingers. That's us, my love. Just you and me. Best movie night ever. No, you silly. This is just the first act.